California biologists are facing our Darwinian dilemma. They are tasked with saving a federally endangered California salamander. To do this, they need to get rid of an invasive Texas salamander. The problem is that the two have been interbreeding for decades, creating hybrids that share the genes of both. So how do you preserve one set of genes without allowing the other set to thrive? Well, here's KPCC science reporter Sandon Totten.
Let me see who I want to start with here.
UCLA researcher Brad Schaefer is opening cage after cage of salamander. He's looking for a type that's increasingly hard to find in the wild.
This is a California tiger salamander.
It's about 6 inches long, black with yellow stripes, has a big bulbous head, and is ridiculously cute.
And you have to put out your hand and hold it.
I do.
You do.
Slimy.
So you're holding a federally and state endangered species.
So I better not drop it.
You better not drop it. And it's probably the only time in your life you'll be able to legally hold an endangered species.
Wow.
It doesn't seem to like you, so I'll take it back.
Schaefer specializes in salamanders. He has around 150 of them in his lab. The next one he shows me is an invasive salamander that came here from Texas, where, as the saying goes, everything is bigger.
They're just, in all ways, sort of a bigger, badder salamander. And she's nice. See that? He's hungry.
Whoa, he's biting you.
Oh, yeah. This breed is much more aggressive.
Jeez. Down, boy.
It's called the barred tiger salamander. It's also yellow and black, but longer, heavier, and with bigger stripes. These invaders were brought to California around 60 years ago. They were put into ponds to grow for fish bait. From there, they spread throughout Central California, mating with the locals, creating hybrid salamanders. And those hybrids are creating quite a problem.
The hybrids are capable of walking further. They're more robust. They're just better predators.
Maureen Ryan is a researcher at the University of Washington. She's studied these hybrids and how they interact with other species.
And what we found was basically in ponds that had hybrids, they ate nearly everything in the pond. Hardly any frogs were able to survive, hardly any larval newts.
Ryan says these super hunters can also grow up to 4 times larger than either of their parent species. Only a third of all California salamanders have hybrid genes. But in some sensitive areas, like the Salinas Valley, they're more common and could end up replacing the native species altogether.
Because these salamanders are ecologically different, they could dramatically affect the whole pond ecosystem.
So how do you save a species when its genes are now mixed with those of its main competitor?
It is a very complicated question.
Colette Atkins-Giese is with the environmental advocacy group Center for Biological Diversity.
It's not one that really can fully be answered by science either, because there's a moral component there too in terms of how close to a California tiger salamander do you have to be to qualify for protection.
Atkins-Giese says her organization has been working for more than a decade to help the California tiger salamander, but they're not sure what to do about these hybrids. That's where UCLA salamander researcher Brad Schaefer comes in.
It becomes a very tricky management issue trying to figure out what to do.
He says one strategy is to alter the ponds the salamanders live in. Native salamanders thrive in shallow ponds that dry frequently. Hybrids don't. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife is hoping to fund a project to physically remove hybrids from parts of Santa Barbara County. Schaefer says, as an evolutionary biologist, he sees the whole situation as a really interesting experiment.
It's absolutely fascinating to learn about how, when those species hybridize, how their genes move around. Are there super genes versus not super genes? All kinds of fascinating, interesting stuff.
But when he thinks about what this means for California and the native species he loves,
then I feel like this is a disaster and a travesty and a train wreck, and I want to do everything I can to reverse it.
For now, that means more research into one basic question: how to help a species that thrived here for millions of years do it once again. Sandon Totten, 89.3 KPCC.
Checking the freeways in Acton on the 14 southbound.